Big Oregon fan tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch the game. I really don't care who wins. It's going to be a good game either way, I feel like.
You don't have that hometown connection?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people in my family wants Ohio State to win, just from being from Columbus and things like that. But I personally really don't care who wins. If Ohio State wins, you know, congrats to them. If Oregon wins, congrats to them. I know a couple players on both teams, so, you know, I'll be rooting more for players than, you know, the teams.
Just looking back, 31 turnovers, and everybody was to blame. It just, what happened?
You mean against Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just think, you know, coming off a tough, you know, road loss against Oklahoma City, you know, we were in the game 48 minutes. You know, I felt like we were a little sluggish as a team. You know, it wasn't one or two guys, you know, to blame for those turnovers. You know, I think we all just didn't have the energy that we needed, and those led to turnovers. And Houston feeds off of that, so we got to be much better on that tomorrow.
What was the emphasis on practice?
Really just getting back into it. You know, a lot of energy. You know, we played, you know, against each other. We scripted a lot today, scrimmaged against each other just to get back into the flow of things. We had an off day yesterday, so and then we got a tough challenge tomorrow. So we knew that today would be important for us.
Considering the injuries, are you liking how this team's playing, the way you played in Chicago and Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I'm loving the way we're playing. You know, I'm loving the way we're competing more than anything. You know, we're competing at a high level right now. You know, obviously with some additions, some new guys. You know, we're still trying to get all on the same page, you know, as far as offensively and things like that. But I think defense, you know, we're getting better each and every game, and I think that's the most important thing.
Are you enjoying the process of the Quinn Snyder system and what this year's been?
Yeah, I'm loving it. You know, he's holding us all accountable, and especially me. He's on me every single day, whether it's on the court or off the court, on the phone and things like that. He's talking to me about, you know, just continuing to, you know, make improvements on the defensive end. You know, he lets me know things are going to come, you know, on the offensive end, but he's really on me on defense.
He was really encouraging you to keep shooting, even after the 2-for-19 performance. But your shot has been back. You've shot well since that game.
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's just shot selection. You know, I think against Atlanta, I felt like I had a lot of open shots that I missed, but I felt like I forced some shots as well. And that's why my percentage was so bad. So after that, you know, I watched it and, you know, just learned from it. You know, I think my shot selection and ability to get into the paint, get higher percentage shots has been, you know, much better since then.
People are talking about Rudy Gobert and what he's been able to do defensively, but kind of the quiet hero in this whole thing has been Derek Favors making the most of his minutes. What are you seeing from his game and what's happening?
Well, Fave, you know, that's no surprise to us. You know, that's what type of player he is. He obviously gives us what he gives us on the offensive end, which is a lot, but on defense, he does more than what people see. You know, he's in position all the time. You know, someone gets beat, he's the guy that's usually, you know, meeting him at the rim, either picking up the foul or getting the block. You know, so we're going to need that from him, you know, all year. And I'm sure he's going to bring it all year.
How do you assess Stephen Curry's game?
I mean, you know, great player, man. You know, one of the best shooters in the NBA right now. One of, you know, scoring at a really high level right now. So, it would be a great challenge for us all, you know, a great challenge for me. You know, I've been in the last couple of weeks been, you know, going up against some of the top guards in the NBA. So, it's I'm getting used to it, man. You know, I'm just getting used to competing every night and, you know, going out there and trying to help the team win.
He's got that quick trigger, but he also has the handles that, I mean, makes him especially tough, isn't it? Make it all the more challenging.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have to be, you know, great on the ball, me and Dante, and obviously we have to be able to get around screens and get back in front of him to stop him from, you know, shooting those threes. I think that's when he's best, when he's able to, you know, hit threes from anywhere on the court. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
The fact that they're the best team in the league with the best record, does that get you guys going a little bit, knowing you have them here and everything?
Definitely. It's a home game coming off the road. You know, we're excited for it. You know, it's a great challenge for us. You know, they beat us pretty good, you know, in Golden State, you know, the first time. So, you know, that's still in the back of our minds. You know, we're going to come out with a lot of energy, you know, look forward to try to get a win.
What are your thoughts on Joe? I mean, after his first week of starting?
You know, Joe is a player. He brings his own taste to the game. You know, he's a guy who's one of the most unselfish guys I've played with, and his ability to pass over the, you know, defense, his ability to, you know, just get into the paint and just make plays. You know, he has a high IQ for the game, so he definitely helps us out, you know, in a lot of areas.